You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. The man that President Clinton named in a White House memo as the most dangerous radio host in America. Why? Very simply, ladies and gentlemen, because I tell the truth. That's why. And because I document it and I source it so that you can go out and find it for yourself. I also admonish my listening audience to listen to everyone, read everything, believe absolutely nothing. Believe no one, not even me, not even your mother, unless you have performed the necessary research and investigation to determine whether or not the facts, not the rumor, not the gossip, not the allegations, but the facts will prove it right or wrong. And if you don't do that, ladies and gentlemen, if you continue to listen to people and believe them blindly, to read and believe what you read blindly, you will continue to be someone's puppet. You will be continually deceived, manipulated. Strings will be attached to everything. And when your puppet master plays the tune and pulls the strings, you will, as you have always done, dance. Is that what you want for your life? Is that the way you wish to live? I don't think so. And if it is, I certainly hope that you change that attitude very quickly. Enslavement has never been highly recommended by anyone all throughout history. Now, before I get into tonight's topic, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you some air changes for scheduling for the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Beginning Monday, January the 6th, that's Monday, January the 6th, the Hour of the Time will only be heard from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on satellite GE1 Transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and on our affiliate stations, and also on WRMI, that's Radio Miami International, 9955 megahertz, that's 9955 megahertz, from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it can only be heard Monday through Friday in states east of the Mississippi River. We're going to try that for 1 month to see what the reception is and what kind of a listenership we have. And if it's good, we'll keep it. If not, we'll look around for another source of shortwave broadcast. That is shortwave radio, ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know that. Jackie Patron will continue to be aired at 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time, followed immediately by Michael Cottingham with Quest for Health. And I'm not sure what his schedule is going to be. I believe he's going to cut back to 10 broadcasts per month due to the lack of ability to sustain the support from his listeners in order to pay for the airtime for his broadcast, which is the lowest in the industry. You can't find lower broadcast rates anywhere than on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, $30 an hour. Do you know what even a small station in a small town charges for 1 minute of commercial advertisement? Try about $60 to $200. That's the range. So when we're charging you $30 for one full hour of broadcasting time, ladies and gentlemen, I kid you not, it is the lowest rate anywhere. Period. And so if you want your favorite broadcasters to stay on the air, you had better support them. You had better support them, ladies and gentlemen. None of us are rich. If you think telling the truth will bring you wealth and admiration and high standing in the community, you are greatly mistaken. And I think if you learn to try it for yourself, you'll find out how mistaken you are. Most of us barely make it from week to week and from month to month. And most of us who are involved in this quest for the truth, this great undertaking to try to salvage and save freedom for the people of America and to restore constitutional republican government, we sacrifice an awful lot, ladies and gentlemen. We give up personal pleasures, personal possessions, movies, amusement parks, all kinds of things that all of you enjoy on a regular basis. We give them up in order to spend our money to be able to do what I am doing right this moment. So you're going to have to sit down and take stock of who you are and what you believe and what it is that you support and how much support you give. And if you don't measure up, you'd better change, because pretty soon you won't have any causes to support because they just won't be there anymore. If you want the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network to succeed, you must patronize Swiss America Trading. You must. If you don't be surprised when one night I announce that sometime in the near future, this network will be dissolved and will disappear from the airwaves. If you don't support the sponsors of the different broadcasts that you hear on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, don't be surprised when, like Michael Cottingham, they have to cut back the number of broadcasts that they bring to you because they simply cannot afford to do it for nothing. I know that many of you out there listening believe that you are American patriots and that you believe in the principles and ideals upon which this nation was founded. Yet when I talk to you personally, one-to-one, when we meet somewhere during my many travels, or when we speak on the phone, and I ask certain questions, I find out that it's not true, that you're playing some kind of a game. And I'm not really quite sure what that game is, but that game had better stop very quickly. I find people who tell me that they won't stand up and speak out, even though they know they should, because they're afraid of getting on a list. And so we're minus another soldier in this battle. I meet and speak to people who are accepting welfare checks and retirement checks from the federal government, and they say they cannot get involved and they cannot speak out because they're afraid that they will lose their socialist support system. I know people who claim to be patriots who suck off of the government every chance that they get, and yet they claim to be against the socialist system. Many of you have been listening to my broadcast for almost 5 years now, and you still don't understand how it works. You actually believe in your foolish minds that you are getting something free, something for nothing, from your daddy, the federal government. The federal government does not have one single penny, ladies and gentlemen, that has not come out of our pockets. It is not their money, and when you obtain services from the federal government, it is not free. In fact, it costs you probably 500 more, or 500 times more, than it would cost you if you put the same amount of money, each one of you, in your own community and took care of these things yourselves. When it leaves your hands and makes the rounds through the huge, tremendous bureaucracy of government, most of it disappears to make that bureaucracy run and function. And if you're a productive member of society, it goes to take care of those who are not productive, who are parasites, who have become so enamored of the socialist system that they could not live if someone did not give them their handout every week or every month. Many babies are born each year simply to get more money in the welfare check. The child is not wanted. Really? The child is not loved, but the child brings more money from those who suck off the system. There was a time during my lifetime, ladies and gentlemen, when welfare did not exist. And anyone who wanted a job could have it. There are jobs now that go vacant every day, every month, every year, because Americans are so spoiled and so used to taking handouts from Big Brother that they feel that to take those kinds of jobs is demeaning. Yet if you look back through history, you'll find that the greatest men who ever lived started out working in the fields, washing dishes in a restaurant, bussing tables, digging ditches. They learned the value of a dollar. They learned the pride and sense of accomplishment and the tremendous self-esteem from knowing that they earned what they have and owed no one for it. How many of you can say that today? How many of you are so greedy and so childlike? You see, this nation used to be a nation of adults, freedom with responsibility. We have deteriorated from a nation of adults into a nation of children. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, children. Children want it now. Children must have instant gratification. How many of you save on a regular basis? How many of you truly own everything that you have? I would venture to say probably less than 1% of the people listening to me, I don't care what you call yourself, and I don't care how angry you get at me, this is the truth. You can't save your money to buy the want 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years down the go purchase that automobile on credit. $100 down and $250 a month, and that's not counting the interest that is accumulated over that time. If you complain that you don't earn enough money, if you were to sit down and figure out all of the charge accounts, charge cards, loans, mortgages, and the money that you have pledged against collateral, and the interest that you are paying, on top of the taxes that you pay, ladies and gentlemen, you would find that you're just a bunch of wimp crybabies, children. Because if you didn't have to have it right this moment, right now, if you'd wait and save your money, not pay that interest, all of you could retire very wealthy. On the interest that your money accumulates in savings, and, ladies and gentlemen, on the interest that you did not pay during your lifetime. If you purchase a home at 7%, and that home costs you $25,000, and I doubt if you can find any home in this country that costs $25,000, I mean a real home built on the land, not a mobile home, not a trailer house, not a prefab, but a real home. See, it wasn't too long ago you could pay $25,000 for a home that cost you $150,000 today in some areas of the country. In other areas of the country, they say they're still inexpensive at around $80,000 to $90,000. When you could have bought them for $25,000 back in 1973, and you could have bought the same house when it was built 10 or 15 years before that for $16,000. For those of you who have listened to this broadcast, you understand how inflation works. It has nothing to do with the price of oil anywhere. That's what they tell the stupid people to believe about the cause of inflation. You see, you don't deal in real money anymore. And most of your effort every day goes to pay interest to someone or taxes to your city, county, state, and federal government, some of which you are not legally required, or I should say lawfully required, to file or pay. And you don't know that because you've never looked up the law. You do it because your mother did it and your father did it, or somebody told you that you had to. I'll never forget the day I went down to enlist in the United States Air Force in Oklahoma City. And I went in and talked to the recruiter, and he began to fill out the paperwork. And he asked me for my Social Security number. I was 18 years old. I didn't have one. He told me I had to get a Social Security number immediately or I would go to jail. He lied to me. I was 18 and stupid, ignorant. I went out and told my mother what he said. My mother turned pale at the thought of her son going to jail simply because he did not have a Social Security number. And so she drove me instantly to the Social Security office, where I went in and filled out the papers and obtained a Social Security number that I never had to obtain in the first place. I was told that it was an insurance policy to make sure that I would not be destitute in my old age. I was told that the number could never be used for anything other than Social Security purposes and was not ever to be used for identification, and that I did not have to give it out to anyone. All lies. Later in life, my actually making contact with the gray matter between my ears, which I had never done prior to that point, I said, wait a minute, I'm doing all this stuff, I don't even know what I'm doing. And so I went down to a federal depository library and began to look up the laws and read the real laws and read the references to the amendments to those laws and carried them right out to their up-to-date ending point. And found out that I'd been had on many fronts by the people that I thought were there to take care of me. Oh, yes. What I'm talking about is citizenship, responsibility, doing things because you know what you're doing and you understand what it is that you're doing and why, and making the correct choices that nobody ever makes. I know people who, instead of carrying cash in their wallet and paying cash for things, cash that they have saved so that they can spend it on specific things that they really need, have a wallet full of credit cards or a purse full of credit cards. And instead of buying what they need with money that they have saved, they go out and they charge it to their credit cards and they buy all kinds of things that they don't need, never will use, don't have any real purpose, and they pay as much as 28% interest on those cards. And it varies from 5% interest all the way up to 28% interest and everything in between. Cards with annual fees and cards without annual fees. So if you read the fine print, you'll find that you're paying all kinds of other fees that you don't even know about. And then you've mortgaged your home. So for every $25,000 that you mortgage, you're paying another $75,000 in interest, most of you. You've financed your automobile, you've financed your RV, you've financed your ATV, you've financed your swimming pool, you've financed your fence, you've financed the trees in your yard, you've financed your furniture, you've even financed your children. And you wonder what's wrong. And you wonder why you don't make enough money. Because most of the money that you make and most of the time that you spend working, and I'm not kidding you one bit, sit down and figure it out, is going to pay taxes and interest. The little bit left over is what you really, really have to spend. And that's not very much. I would venture to say that if everyone listening to this broadcast right now or to liquidate every possession that they have, most of you would not be left with as much as $2,500 in your hand. I'm talking about paying off all of what you owe and selling everything that you legitimately own. You would be lucky if you had $2,500 in your hand. How long do you think $2,500 would last you? I'll tell you right now, not very long at all. Most of you, it would last probably 1 month. Some of you, not that long. Some of you might stretch that $2,500 to 2 or 3 months, but I guarantee you at the end of the third month, no one would have a penny left. If we were in a crisis situation and you were unable to find employment or a method of obtaining what you need to survive. Only children put themselves in that kind of a position. Only children who must have everything now would sacrifice their entire future to put themselves at that kind of risk. And this has been built up in your minds through advertising, through intentional and direct mind control measures and propaganda on television, radio, and in the newspapers over many years in order to enslave you. And if you are so attached to material possessions that you cannot at this very moment, if you had to, get up and walk away without feeling any loss or sorrow and without even looking back, then you are enslaved. Even religion is becoming consumerized. If you don't believe me, watch any of the so-called evangelists on television at any time, night or day, and if you have a satellite system, you can find dozens of them at any hour, night or day, of any day, of any week, of any month. And on Sunday, it goes around the clock, 24 hours, everywhere. Listen to them. You'll find that they bring in their congregation and they all sit in these seats and they start off with these problems that are peculiar to that religious group. And they lay out what's going to happen to these people if they don't solve those problems. And by the end of that broadcast, all the problems have been solved. Everybody has been saved or forgiven. They pass the hat. The hat is filled to the brim. If you look at what these so-called evangelists and preachers wear, you will find them dripping with $1,000 suits, big gold and diamonds and the haircuts, ladies and gentlemen. Go down to your local barber and see if you can get a haircut like Benny Hinn has, or Paul Crouch. You ladies, go and see if you can find and purchase wigs on your income that Jan Crouch wears. It is consumer religion, ladies and gentlemen. It has nothing to do with Christianity or the teachings of Jesus Christ. And it's not just the Christian religion that is engaged in this. It's just the easiest example to throw out to you. And you know why you fall into it? For the same reason that you charge everything and that you owe everybody and that you absolutely, really owe nothing, because you've got to have it now. You go in a sinner and walk out a saint in 1 hour. That's consumer religion. And you gave generously, so you paid for what you got, and you feel real good about yourself, and so you go back to doing the same things you've always done, screwing your neighbor, plotting against your fellow workers to get that promotion so that they don't get it. And I could go on and on and on and on. You conspire constantly to satisfy instantly your urge for gratification at the expense of others, and at the expense of your future and your children's future. It has become an American thing, hasn't it? And you wonder what's wrong with America? I'll tell you what's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You are what's wrong. Go into your bathroom, look yourself in the mirror, in the eyes, and you will see exactly what's wrong with America. And you believe almost anything that anyone tells you, no matter what it is, as long as it sounds like something that you'd like to believe in. Here, not too long ago, NASA held a press conference. And during that press conference, they announced that they had found a rock. Sounded like they had just found it. After a little research, it turns out that they found it a long, long time ago. And they say, in this rock, they see something that is rock, but it looks like the shape of microorganisms. And they tell us that they know this rock came from Mars. They don't bother to tell us how they know that, but they know this rock came from Mars millions of years ago. It landed somewhere in the Antarctic and was picked up by an explorer and brought back. They know it's from Mars, and it came from Mars millions of years ago. And they look under a microscope and they see part of the rock has a form under a microscope that looks like microorganisms that had once been alive millions of years ago on Mars. And then they tell us quite clearly that they cannot prove that what they're looking at was ever alive, or that was ever a living organism at all, or that was ever on Mars, and that it could have come from the swamp or the place where it landed on Earth in Antarctica millions of years ago when it landed. And that they really don't know what it is. And then they say, that this could mean that at one time, millions of years ago, there was life on Mars, and this rock could have brought that life to this Earth. And now you know what I hear people talking about? Y'all heard what I just said. Now, I have an actual tape recording of that entire press conference. And one of these nights, I'll play it for you. I recorded everything they said. What they said is they didn't know what they had, that it was not alive, that they couldn't prove that it was ever alive or that it ever came from Mars, and that it could have, if it had ever been alive, come from the impact point of the meteorite on the Earth. And then they went to preposterize, is what I call it, because it is preposterous, went on to say that this may indicate that there was life on Mars millions of years ago. They don't say that there was. They say that it may indicate, if they can ever find out, if what they're looking at ever was really microorganisms, and if it ever really came from Mars and not from Antarctica, where it was found. Life could have come from Mars and populated the Earth, and we could be descendants of some extraterrestrial civilization, which, by the way, is the exact same rumor that floats around in the ufology movement that I warned you about before. But I hear people, they call me on the phone here, they write me letters, and I hear them on the radio saying that NASA has reported that there is life on Mars, that that life was brought to Earth on a meteorite, and that we are all descendants of those first Martians. Now that's what I call the stupid factor. That's what I call the ignoramus. The ignoramus result of the efforts of people like the great bullshit artist Art Bell, whom many of you listen to all night long. What is the matter with you? Why are you trying so hard to destroy yourselves and this great nation that gives you the freedom to do it? Why are you so eager to plunge over the cliff to total destruction? Why are you striving so hard and begging to be enslaved by a monstrous federal government that has far exceeded the boundaries placed on it by the Constitution for the United States of America? Don't you realize that when you accept a benefit from a benefactor, the benefactor has the right to determine how you use that benefit and thus gains control over your lives? They can force you to live in a certain place, to work at a certain job for a certain number of hours, to report to certain places at certain times, and to disclose information that you would never consider even telling your best friend. Many of you have read my book, Behold a Pale Horse, where in the first chapter of the book I outlined the method whereby they gain the information and the control over your lives that enables them to enslave you. And yet when you buy a product, and in that product there is a card that unfolds, so it's about 3 feet long, and asks you every question in the world about your personal life, your income, the furniture in your house, what products you use, everything, and you fill it out and send it in like the dummy that you are, thinking that if you don't, your warranty will be no good. Ladies and gentlemen, all you have to have for your warranty to be good is the sales receipt, period. You do not have to register that product. You do not have to send in any personal information, including your name and address and our phone number or anything else. It's a scam. And the information on these cards is so worded as to make you believe that you must fill it out and send it in its entirety or your warranty is voided. It is a lie. It is a fraud. All you have to do to prove that your warranty is valid is produce a sales slip that shows the amount you paid for it and the place where it was purchased, period. And you wonder how they get all this information on you. You give it to them. Stores like Radio Shack, you go in and buy a battery for 25 cents, walk up to the counter, and they ask you the last four digits of your social security number. Or they ask you for your telephone number. Or they might ask you for your name. They punch that into the computer. And if you look around there, if you scratch your head around there, you will be amazed at the information that comes up on that computer that they already have on you that you don't even know about. The little Radio Shack in our town doesn't do that anymore. They don't ask anybody for anything. Because this is America still. This is militia country. This is the way towns and people in this country used to be. And still are. In some places, like Eager, Arizona. And oh yes, we do have our small share of flakes and welfare habitual parasites. And yes, they're sucking off the great breast of the mother government. And yes, they take their orders from Daddy in Washington, D.C. because they're addicted. And they know that they don't have to do anything if they don't want to. Because under socialism, ladies and gentlemen, you're not allowed to starve or die or go without shelter. If you don't feel like eating, they'll pry open your mouth and they'll pour the food down your throat. Just to make sure that socialism works like it's supposed to. Is that what you really want? It's not what I want. At all. Do you realize what we could do if every penny that flows out of our community to the federal government and all of these taxes that we pay, or that they suck out of us, or that they scam out of us, or defraud us out of, do you realize how good our lives would be if we kept that money in our community and used it to build hospitals in our community and pay doctors and nurses in our community by paying that money into our community? Do you realize that the end result of what that money could do grows by 500 times when you keep it in your community and use it there instead of putting it through the great bureaucracy where a little bit is sucked out everywhere it goes and it's used for everything except what it's supposed to be used for? Most of you don't even understand that Social Security is not and never was an insurance program. It is a tax. It says so right in the Social Security law. It says it's a tax, and it is a tax. You hear all these people talking about the Social Security Trust Fund. How many of you have actually gone down and looked to see if there is a trust fund for Social Security? I have, ladies and gentlemen. There is no such trust fund. There is no such trust because it is a tax, and every penny of Social Security, even though it's accounted for on separate books, goes into the general fund, and Congress has been using it for everything except what it was actually intended to do. and that is provide an income for you in your old age. What it provides is barely enough to find a rat trap, cockroach infested, flea bitten hole somewhere to live in. It will barely pay for cat food to eat if you're lucky. If you had saved that same amount of money from the time that you began to work in all of your working years, you'd be wealthy when you retired. But you know why Social Security appeals to people, and you know why they don't say it? Because they have the mistaken idea that Social Security will be there for them and will take care of them in their old age, even though statistics point otherwise. And they don't have to save money, which gives them the instant gratification of being able to spend money. They think. You see, since they never held it in their hands, they never knew they had it. The money that's taken out of a paycheck before you receive your pay is not missed. And that's why they take it out. See, once they gave it to you, they'd play hell getting it out of your hands, wouldn't they? These social engineers are very smart, ladies and gentlemen, much smarter than most people whom they have conned, and that's an entire nation so far, except for a few of us, who woke up somewhere along the way, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not putting myself above any of you, because for most of my life, I was as stupid and as ignorant and as apathetic as the worst of the sheeple that are out there roaming the malls of America, bleeding and buying, and falling right into line with all of the points and Marx and Engels' Communist Manifesto. They follow the Judas goat into the shearing pens where they are dutifully sheared. Then at some time later in their life, they follow that same Judas goat up the ramp and into the slaughterhouse. Thinking all the while that nothing bad could ever happen to them, for they're taken care of by the shepherd. All the Jews and gypsies and Poles and blacks and Christians in Nazi Germany fought the same exact thing. Nothing bad will ever happen to us. Some of these measures are just being taken to rid the nation of crime. And as soon as that is done, things will go back to normal. Look what Hitler has done for us. The trains now run on time. We now have benefits from the state to take care of us. You see, Hitler was a socialist, ladies and gentlemen. Forget all this white, right-wing, white, Nazi, all this crap that you hear from the left wing that is spouted at you to make you forget that what is coming is exactly what Hitler brought to Nazi Germany. Forget all that stuff and look at the facts. Nazi means German National Socialist Workers' Party. Then they point to the fact that Hitler was against the communists and that the communists were his enemies. And that is true. And the same battle is raging in the world today between communism and socialism. But never fear. Socialism has as its ultimate goal communism. And these conflicts are created to whitewash the side that is meant to win. So they point to Hitler and they demonize Americans by calling them right-wing and associating Hitler with the right-wing, when all the while those who are doing it are the same people that Hitler was. Socialists engaged in social engineering. Never really understood that, did you? If all the way on the right is total control under Nazis and all the way on the left is total control under communism, where in the hell does anarchy fit in there? Most of you have never even considered it. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, is that the far right is the total absence of any control, which is anarchy, which is terrible. And on the far left is total control and ownership by the state of everything and everybody, and that is called communism. Just above communism is socialism, which is what Hitler was. We are not a democracy, never was a democracy. And a fall in democracy always results in a further fall into socialism, which always results in dictatorship, and as its ultimate goal, the total ownership and control by the state of everything, which is communism. They have never made any secret of this. It is in all of their writings. This nation, the United States of America, began and is still, if we can save the remnant, a constitutional republican form of government. Oh, but then you point to the television and the movies and Washington, D.C. and Bill Clinton and say, well, then why do they always use the term democracy? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you studied history, you would know. V.I. Lenin, the father of the Soviet Union, said, quote, democracy is indispensable to socialism, end quote. You hear them always talking about peace. V.I. Lenin also said, and I quote, peace is the absence of opposition to socialism, end quote. Are some gears beginning to turn in your head? Are you beginning to wake up? Am I getting this message across to you? Am I successful in my attempt to awaken you tonight? I hope so. Sit down and evaluate your life. Evaluate the causes that you believe in and want to support, and then support them, or they will not long be working on your behalf. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless each and every single one of you, and God save the Republic.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Masonic master plan. Pike
said, listen to this guy across the land. And putting things hit the mark. It's your right hand. While we're all dancing with drums of uproar's right, Clinton's preparing it for another order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic and rape the nation. Order. Crisis creation. In fight black and white, program agitation. Computer beasts and cattle mutilation. Black projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get him. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination bioship, milk carton kids, genetic engineering. Clinton says there's health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood. The sonic mind manipulation. Inciting riots is crisis creation. Bioshift implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. A comprehensive package of healthcare benefits that are always there and that can never be taken away. Never be taken away.
Atmospheric. Social illusion. Media hype. Planned confusion. Masonic religion. It's a liar. Got your brain for a Luciferian Messiah. Illuminati thinks that they're enlightened, that they're to be the gods of Earth, born of incest from the sons of Satan and their sisters in satanic birth. Hidden agenda, Kissinger, Nixon, Ford, and Bill, while your kids aren't back smoking crack for some cheap thrill. They've numbed us down and dumbed us down with fluoride, TV, drugs, DNA, and public schools. They've taken your brightest and our best and made them public schools. With managed media, brain-bending lies, and self, the banksters stole your wealth. Johnson, Bush, Carter, Reagan, Gore, and Dan, they've all been pushing pipes, but by the master plan. Rhodes Scholar oration, Clinton speaks and rakes the nation. Luciferian subjugation, New World Order, Illuminati coronation, orders of the quest. They say they're superior, they think that they're the best.
And you're in inferior, you little pet.
Skull and Bones, Skull and Key, Knight Templar, Harvard University. Knights of the Golden Circle, Ancient Order of the Rosen Cross, CFR, Albatross.
Rockefeller,
MK Ultra, ISA from the OSS to the CIA.
Mass murder.
Galileo, NASA, Jupiter, Plutonium 2000,
Dual Sun. They'll call it Lucifer.
Pyramid Giza, Hitler called it a Luciferian millennium.
1,000 points of light.
Now the throne, Thunderdome, I should call it Lucifer Cut. If you can live, now you're back.
Wake up, stupid, and read the scoop. Mullen, Sutton, Driven, and tune in the truth. Bohemian Grove, Beverly Hall, Lord Betrayer, they want it all.
Yeah, they want it all.
Kissinger, Gingrich, Army, Buckley, Dole, New World Order, authoritarian control.
This is the Voice of Freedom.
You've been listening.